Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Yeah, we're live, dude.
Oh. Should I make up a song about our show?
I think that's what we decided last time. Although, to be fair, we're going to delete that episode. No one's ever going to hear it, so it's going to be the lost episode.
Yeah.
And it's not going to matter. But by all means, we'll start it tonight with this new tradition of playing the intro ourselves instead of having porno music. On the F&A show. Welcome
on
to the show.
On the F&A show.
Go ahead
F&A
and do something.
F&A show.
Yeah.
F&A show. I don't know if I really want to be singing, but there was a boy named Pretty.
I don't think I want you to be singing either. I don't know. That doesn't have a lot to do with the actual show, though. That's the problem. The intro song has to be somewhat in relation to the show. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
Do you know the secret to
what?
Moving between the D and the G?
Yes.
All the rock bands use the D, G, right? The and that the key is, instead of going all the way and making a full G chord, if you want to really do it faster, you just drop your pinky and pull up your index finger, and you're basically playing a G chord.
It's without reaching your...
Right, well, yeah, you're playing it in an inverted sense, but it's still, that's a G chord there, and so it becomes easy to switch, and that's how they do it, and then you throw in the A.
Anyway.
All right. Enough of that. So, welcome to the show.
Topic.
Right. Today, we burned like 2 minutes on that. Whatever. It doesn't matter. No one wants to hear me talk about guitar. So, they don't want to hear me talk about anything.
I want to hear you talk about guitar.
Well, we're going to talk about other stuff because it's Valentine's Day on Sunday.
Valentine's Day.
And so.
I'm so sing-songy now.
I know. I would not be singing about. I will not be singing about Valentine's.
I will not be either.
But
can I have some of your cake?
Yes.
It's Valentine's Day cake.
It's not just cake. It's a cookie cake.
It's cookie cake.
So it's even better. So, yeah, by all means, it's there for us to enjoy.
Cookie cake. Yummy.
I will not reveal how I earlier today discussed the possibility of spending my Valentine's Day with a cookie cake girlfriend who I would name Chatsu. But that's a whole other thing. Shows, well, look, 2 minutes in, 3 minutes, 4 minutes in, whatever, weird. It's fine. You've got your mouth full of cake.
Valentine's Day cookie cake. Amazing.
Yeah, courtesy of a nice friend and coworker who brought this in for everyone in our office to
who
share.
Who brought it in?
Erin brought this in. Real sweet of her, brought it in, you know, just to kind of give everyone a nice holiday. It was a really nice thing to do. And then at the end of the day, she was like, you know, you love cookie cake, take it home. Enjoy it. So, courtesy of her, and thank you for, I guess, in some sense, being the first sponsor of this show.
Nice.
Right? She's the first person that's gifted something to our show.
Kudos to Erin.
Right. I mean, so thank you to Erin for being our first official sponsor and being our cookie cake sponsor. So that's like a big deal.
So do you know the history of Valentine's Day?
Yes, but please, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't remember what the history of Valentine's Day is, other than it was something to do with St. Valentine, and I think someone was beheaded at some point.
Well, it was him. He was illegally marrying people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, and that's why it's the whole thing about love, and it's all about, you know, so on and so forth. so basically, the gist of it is, or the story of it is that he was a priest, again, you know, in the Roman Empire, 1400s, and he was marrying people illegally, and, you know, he was marrying Christian couples, okay, and that was not something the Romans wanted to do because, you know, they had not adopted Christianity, so the Emperor Claudius II.
I feel like that was right before that they did.
It was close, but he, you know, killed him. Had him executed, chopped off his head. He was beheaded. And he was supposedly beheaded on February 14th.
Who wasn't beheaded in the Roman Empire?
Well, yeah.
Everybody was.
Right. But, you know, here's the thing. So supposedly he was beheaded on February 14th, which is awfully convenient that they just happened to pick a time, you know, in between all these holidays and in a month that at that time had no holidays established. And, you know, so it's just very convenient they happened to pick that day to be the day that, you know, everyone should have to, you know, pick one day and only that day to, you know, have these expressions of love and intimacy and sharing and caring and all this and all that. And buy greeting cards and
consume things. You know what I hate, though? Hold on. I hate when people say Valentine's Day instead of Valentine's Day.
Who the hell
Day?
Says Valentine's? What's wrong with people?
Lots of people.
I don't know anyone that says that.
Really? I've heard lots of people say Valentine's Day. I can't stand it. It's like when people say salmon instead of salmon.
Okay.
I don't know. They say Valentine's Day.
Incorrect. You know, incorrect pronunciation is definitely a problem for me. I agree with you. I really wasn't thinking of that, you know, just now. I know we're busy macking on the cake, but the cookie cake. But I wasn't necessarily thinking about pronunciation, but since you're going there, okay, I agree with you. Those people suck. They need to learn to speak English.
You've never
correctly.
Heard somebody
and
say Valentine's
let me, let me,
Day.
Let me clarify.
Valentine's
let me
Day?
Clarify something when I say this, because when I say those people should learn to speak English, what I mean is the people who are native English speakers who know better and still mispronounce words, not because they have an accent, but because
they're
stupid.
They're stupid.
Right. Just want to clarify, okay? Because people with different accents, I mean, obviously, you know.
Then they have an excuse.
Right. It's you know, look, I don't care who you are. If you don't think that the British saying aluminium is charming, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Aluminium.
Right. It's just charming. That's not how you say it. It's not aluminium. It's aluminum. Every other human on Earth calls it aluminum. Except for the fucking British who call it aluminium. But you know what? It's okay.
You know what? I love when they say the garage. The garage.
Okay.
Instead of garage, they're going to take something out to the garage.
How does this relate to Valentine's Day?
I don't remember.
I'm not exactly sure. All right.
Anyways, Valentine's Day. We have a special guest that's going to come on today.
Well.
Not yet. But in a few minutes, we're waiting for him to arrive. He's fashionably late.
Here's what I'll say about that. Let's say this about tonight's guest, is that because it's Valentine's Day, and we're talking about Valentine's Day, and by the way, I mean, I can tell stories of the worst Valentine's Days. I have, for what, you know, my birthday is 6 days after Valentine's
Day. Wait, I want to hear the worst Valentine's Day story.
Okay, well, I've just historically through my life, had very bad Valentine's Days, just always.
Why?
Okay, I don't know. There's just some weird thing. I guess I have no idea why. It's not. I mean, you know, look, it's not from lack of effort. It's not from lack of planning. It's more often than not just poor bad luck and weird circumstances that sort of come together to kind of throw these days off for me. Okay.
Hmm.
And even I, you know, had a tradition with a previous relationship, where we accepted the fact that Valentine's Day was actually going to be terrible.
Oh, that's
okay?
Horrible.
No. Because of that, we would, you know, what we ended up learning to do, and we developed that decision fairly early on, okay, after maybe the first two Valentine's Days, we were like, look, these previous, you know, Valentine's Days are kind of historic disasters for us, you know, the last couple of times. Let's just not do any, you know. And so that's kind of the kind of became a thing for a little while, and that really also in its own way was a disaster, okay, for a lot of reasons. But at the end of it, you know, towards the end there, we had kind of figured out that we had such low expectations for it. That we, you know, were able to actually have some quite incredible Valentine's Days. And in fact, the last one, I can't believe we talked about this on the air.
Yeah.
We actually ended up somehow winning. I mean, you know, I'm speaking about my ex-wife. Okay. And I don't do this. I don't talk about her. Ever.
Yeah.
Never.
But now I want to know the
okay?
story.
Like even, let me just clarify, because this is not something I discuss on the radio ever. But this is also not something I've ever, I even really discussed in person. Like, you and I have really never discussed her or any of that aspect of my life, right? But so we were talking about a little bit earlier today, so I feel a little more comfortable with it. But anyway, so as I, you do know, because I've talked about it, my ex-wife basically is Monica from Friends. She's type A. She's hyper competitive. She cheats at everything she can to get an advantage if she wants to win, okay? And she always wants to win at everything, all the time, always, okay? Again, can't be the banker at Monopoly because she will steal all the money. She cannot, you know, be the person in life that hands the stuff out because, no, she'll
cheat. Why didn't she get into politics?
Okay, right? Well, the truth is my ex-wife is Hillary Clinton, so that's true. I was married to Hillary, so you revealed that. But anyway.
Sorry.
You just torpedoed her campaign. You just was done, so.
Anyways, what is
later? We might have to call fake Bernie Sanders. Anyway, so we ended up winning, okay, and I did air quotes because I don't know if she engineered something or not. Again, I this is the reason I mention all the type A stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like competitiveness. So I don't know if she engineered something or not. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past her, but I don't think she did. But anyway, so we won. A night in the, this is so crazy, Truly Nolan limo, the mouse car limousine. So there's like only two of these things in the world. Hmm. And it's like a huge honor. It sounds kind of silly, right? But it's actually a huge honor to get to go in the mouse car limousine because like no one gets to go in the mouse car limousine. That's for like the super executives of this company and whatever. And it's really cool. It's a giant friggin' Volkswagen Beetle limousine that looks like a mouse.
Huh.
And everyone, I mean, it was just like crazy.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing. It was great. It was absolutely great. That's what I'm saying. Because we had set that expectation so low, you know, it took some time, but we built up to have the, you know, this.
An awesome experience.
Right, but that was actually our last Valentine's Day. So
hold on, but what was
so in addition to being incredibly awesome and memorable, it's kind of like the best Valentine's Day I ever had, right? But it's also pretty much the worst because it's the most bittersweet.
Well, true.
You know?
But wait, hold on. What is the worst Valentine's Day you ever had?
I just told you.
But that was the best.
And the worst.
It cannot be the best and the worst.
It represents the duality of mankind. What's your worst Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I'm not celebratory like that when it comes to holidays. So it's like, I mean, yes, I've gotten like roses and chocolates and like whatever, blah, blah, blah. Wow.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, like, I don't think that one really stands out above the other.
As being bad?
As being really bad or really good. I haven't had any that are, I mean, all of them have been, when I've been with someone, they've all been nice.
Okay.
They've all been lovely.
So what we've done here is we've made a classic mistake because we didn't really discuss this topic in any detail before we decided to choose it for the show. And now, basically, I tell a wistful kind of sad story about my ex-wife that I really didn't want to say anything about.
And I got
about.
Nothing.
And you got nothing. And so.
I got nothing.
So this may be a good time to bring on our very special Valentine's Day guest. However, let me preface this by saying to everyone or anyone listening or the person listening or when we re-listen.
When we like,
yeah,
and we will because right. It's amazing,
right? But yeah, and because someone has to listen to it somewhere. So this guest, we're going to bring on the ladies' man, Leon Phelps.
I love Leon Phelps.
Everyone loves Leon Phelps. You may remember him from 3 weeks in the year 2000 when he was really popular and his movie was actually in the theaters for like that week. And
he was on SNL for a while.
He was on SNL for a long time. Yeah, he was Tim. He basically became Tim Meadows' signature character.
Yeah.
And I've totally ruined the whole illusion of actually having him on as a character now because we've discussed his whole history and
whatever.
Yeah, backstory.
But I think that Leon Phelps is amazing, and we're going to welcome him to the show.
Right. He's been out of the public eye for a long time.
Like 20 years?
Like 15, but I want to ask him, 16, but I want to ask him, you know, what he's been up to and all that. Maybe we can talk about that with him. But
yeah.
Anyway, so we'll bring on Leon. This is Leon Phelps Lady. Ooh, hello. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Welcome, Mr. Leon.
Thank you very much. As you know, hello. Let me say hello because I am Leon. My name is Leon Phelps, and I am the ladies' man. Ooh, and I'm right here right now. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm talking to Fritz and Audrey. And let me tell you something. Audrey, you are a beautiful woman. You are a lady.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Leon.
I mean,
I'm blushing.
I will say to you that I think that the outfit you are wearing right now is thinking equal parts to me. It is saying, look at me, I just came from the gym, and I'm not afraid to wear my Golden Girl sweater. It's cold outside.
It is cold.
Yeah.
And I did come from the gym.
You did come from the gym.
Well,
I would say you look like you work out, but I can't tell because you're covering yourself up with that Golden Girls old lady sweater. Anyway, I would say that it's very important. I would say this. I love Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. It's an opportunity for two people to come together romantically, emotionally, and intimately and connect in a way that they will not connect on any other day of the year. So it's very important on Valentine's Day that you make your partner understand how much you appreciate them. It's just one day, but it's an opportunity for you to really show how much you love the person in your life and how special they are to you. So you should take that opportunity and do the things that you know you want to do and express yourself in a way that you can't all through the rest of the year and do it in the butt.
Thank you, Leon. Do you have any suggestions of nice gestures that maybe the gentleman could do to go out and
I think that every man understands that all ladies love romance, and especially with the symbol of Valentine's Day being the red rose, which represents the passion and love. I think it's very important. Man, you need to bring your lady flowers, and not just any flowers. You need to get her some red roses for Valentine's Day. You know, it's not that hard. You can find good red roses almost anywhere. For example, they sell them at your grocery store. Sometimes you can get them in a gas station. Also, 7-Eleven will sometimes have them. Now, you may have to buy them individually and wrap them in a newspaper. However, if you have met your lady online, you probably could get away with this. Also, if you're really in a pinch, you could Uber yourself to a more fancy or upscale neighborhood and see if there is any foliage that is available for you to, let us say, purloin, so that you can get into her lawn. Anyway.
Thank you for that lovely description.
And I mean, you know.
The lovely visual.
I know that some of the ladies that I have been with love chocolate. You cannot go wrong by giving a lady candy.
I like chocolate.
Unless, like some of the women I've been with, she is diabetic, and that could cause a serious problem, especially if you like me. And once you get going, you cannot stop, even if she's in a coma.
Well, is there anything that you would recommend other than red roses?
Well, I said that I would also recommend...
Describe your perfect Valentine's Day evening, Leon.
I think the other thing that you have to remember is very important on Valentine's Day, and that is you need to have a fancy bottle of some kind of alcoholic beverage for her to imbibe. Because, you know, again, this is about romance and setting the mood. I personally drink the Cavatier, but, you know, red wine would work well. You could also get schnapps. Mad Dog 2020, Wild Irish Rose, or my favorite, Cisco Orange.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Well,
thank you. If you mix a Cisco Orange with the Boone's Farm Strawberry, that is a wonderful drink.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Those are some good suggestions between the roses and the Cavatier, the setting the mood.
Well, I am Leon Phelps, and I am the ladies' man.
Obviously.
I would disagree! What the hell is this?
It's Skeletor. Let's welcome Skeletor to the show as well.
Ooh, are you a lady? No, I'm not a lady. I'm an interdimensional villain. I mean being who's perceived as being a villain on his home planet, who's just been horribly misunderstood and recently had a somewhat psychotic episode at Club Eternia where I use the power of dance to humiliate an entire room of people, and I have to tell you, it felt amazing! Ooh, I think you have some issues, Skeletor. I think you need to slow down and have some romance in your life. Do you have anyone special that you are seeing currently?
No, that's part of the problem. I recently lost a very special woman who meant a lot to me that ended up going with my worst rival.
Lost a lady? That's surprising to me. I would not have paid you for that. I figured you worked out too much to be interested in the trans.
I don't even know how to react to that. Where's this guy from? What the hell's going on? Is it 1974 in here? What? Who are? Get the fuck out of here! I'm Skeletor. This is my show.
Skeletor, hold on a minute. I gotta interrupt. I'm gonna let you. You know, I know. This is actually not your show, okay?
This is our show.
This is our show, okay? It's our show, and you're a very special guest that we enjoy having on, but let's be real. It's not totally your show. I mean, it's not your show at all. It's our show.
I would disagree. I've seen your pathetic ratings when I'm not on. Come on, everyone knows I'm the reason to fucking tune in. Who the hell listens to this show for you? Oh, my God, that fucking story about your ex-wife. I wanted to slit my wrist. I couldn't find my power sword. Fuck it. Come on, man. Really? Jeez. It's been a long time. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, Mr. Leon Phelps, do you have any suggestions for Skeletor?
Ooh, I would say that Skeletor needs to calm down. Now, while I appreciate his passion, I think that he is misdirected and angry because he has been hurt.
Slightly intense.
Again, I think that Skeletor needs to take a look inside and understand that he does deserve love. And, you know, he may just know where to find it if he looks inside his heart.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's like I'm looking at Dr. Phil with an afro. It's weird. He's wearing like a dashiki and drinking. What the hell is this that you're drinking?
Well, try it. It's some Cavassier Skeletor.
That's right. It's Cavassier Skeletor. This is a very classic alcoholic drink that many, many fine fancier enjoy.
Try it.
I think this could help you and open up some new ideas for you.
Okay, I guess I'll give some Cavassier a try. Skeletor approves. With William, it was always about the red wine, and he had such a thing against Merlot. I get it, William. You prefer Cabernet. I get it.
Ooh, wait a minute. Did you say William? See, I knew I had you right. See, so, okay, so... Skeletor, I think you are confused. You said you were in love with a woman, but then you said William. Is William a woman? Ooh, who is William a lady? What's going on?
Okay, all right. So let's just say that the gate on Skeletor's fence swings both ways. I mean, come on, look at me. I can't limit my odds by 50%. I don't have any skin on my face.
You know, I did notice that. I thought maybe that you would have some type of substance abuse problem. But, you know, I do not want to make judgments on you because, again, I think that deep down, you seem to be a very sensitive and caring individual. Plus, you look amazing in those fur bikinis.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, thank you. I admit that my fashion sense is a bit behind the times, but I assure you what I'm wearing goes over quite well where I'm from.
Ooh, I don't doubt that it does. Let me tell you something, Skeletor. I know because I get a lot of strange looks for the way I dress. Mm-hmm. People just want to be judgmental based on how you appear on the outside.
You know, I really appreciate what you're saying, Leon. I can't recall the last time I had a conversation like this with someone who really could look past Skeletor's exterior and see my black heart, I mean good heart, beating inside my purple chest.
Well, you know, Skeletor, I think that, as I said, that you just need some sensitivity. I also think that maybe you and I should leave this train wreck of a show and go drink some Cavassier. Would you be interested?
I think I would, and at least this Valentine's show seems to have taken somewhat of a more interesting turn.
Okay.
Well, thank you for coming to the show.
Okay, so great. That's wonderful. Thank you guys for leaving. Well, we had Leon Phelps and Skeletor, and apparently
that was great.
I you know, that was unexpected.
I kind of want Van Pelt to come back on another episode.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to ask what the hell happened with him and Skeletor.
Well, that's true.
They're going off to drink Cavassier. It's Leon Feltz.
But Leon Feltz is the ladies' man.
Right.
He's not a man's man.
I get that. I don't know. Maybe I am jumping to a conclusion there based on my knowledge of Skeletor. And, you know, let's face it. He doesn't have a good history. He doesn't. He's been a bit unstable. He's been, you know, I hope he's not hearing. Okay.
He is unstable.
All right.
And that's okay. It's his personality.
Well, I mean, look, again, look at the guy. You blame him?
No.
Right?
I get it. He's misunderstood.
Right.
I really like Skeletor, though. I dig him.
Everyone loves Skeletor. But so, I mean, that was unexpected. I didn't expect Leon and Skeletor to connect on some emotional level and then, you know, decide to go and
drink some Cavassier.
You know,
it's
and
been
talk.
So long since, like,
I feel, you know what
Cavassier.
I feel like? I feel like Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
We're back in 2-2. Except I'm not a right-wing douchebag with a heart problem, so I'm not Chuck Woolery. And I don't have to constantly show how giant my watch is. Right?
Your watch is pretty big.
My watch is badass and it's big, but, you know, but Chuck Woolery, remember? He always had the giant, huge Rolex.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was always real loose, so he would, like, wave his hand at the... And it was like, dude, we get it. You're showing off your Rolex.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Oh, look, Chuck Woolery's rich. You know, what a dick.
I wish I had a Rolex.
Why? I wouldn't want a Rolex. Why would you want a Rolex?
They're beautiful.
Yeah, but you know what else they are? You know what else they say? Rob me. Rob me. Steal from me. Take this watch. That's what it says.
I have money.
Right. I've got money. Follow me home. No, I don't want to wear a Rolex. Even if I could afford one, which I can't.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I'd rather buy a car than a Rolex. They are. Expensive.
I'm aware of how much a Rolex costs.
Right.
You know, everyone does that. They go to eBay and they look for it. So what the fuck are we talking about? This is
Valentine's Day episode.
Why are we talking about Rolex watches? It's
Valentine's
stupid.
Day.
Because of fucking Chuck Woolery. That motherfucker Chuck Woolery. He's on our list.
He is.
And you know what else?
List.
He's the first entry because we're starting our list tonight.
Who's the second?
I don't know. No. Fuck Trump. He's got enough problems. Actually, Chuck Woolery has enough problems, too. Yeah. Actually, there you go. There's Trump's running mate, Chuck Woolery. Why are we talking? We're trying to avoid politics on the show.
We're avoiding politics. We're getting back to Valentine's Day.
I'll say this.
D-Day, it's chocolate.
The sad part of this is...
Sexy time.
Yeah. No, the sad part of this, because look, the truth is, I have no Valentine's plans. Nothing's happening.
I have no Valentine's Day plans either.
The only Valentine's plans I have are possibly to buy another cookie cake.
Being that I've eaten it all.
Right. Well,
I
we
apologize.
Both have, but
I apologize.
No, but I want one for Choxie. I've got to bring Choxie home for anyway. I hope everyone. Well, no one's gonna. No one's gonna hear it. Doesn't matter.
I mean, what do people even usually do on Valentine's Day? Like, I don't.
They go out to dinner. They, you know.
I mean, I've done that.
They do romantic stuff. I don't know.
I do like romance.
What the fuck? You know, what do I know about romance at this point in my life? I mean, I know a lot about romance, but at this point, I've given up, so whatever.
I like the word romantical.
That's not a word.
It's like a word that I've
kind of
made up.
I like a word that I made up that's not grammatically sound.
Like, it'll be used in this grammatical sense. It'd be like, oh, he did something really romantical today.
Yeah, so that would just be, he did something really romantic.
Or stop being romantic.
Once again, that would be, please stop being so romantic.
But I feel like I like how romantical sounds better.
Well, okay, but... You know what? Honestly, man, I don't even have the energy to fight you on that one. You can say romantical and conversate all you want.
I will.
Okay? I just cannot, you know... Origin of the first time I ever heard conversate, by the way, which is a complete pet peeve. People say that.
Conversate?
Yeah, it's not conversate, it's converse.
I feel like our next conversation should be about grammatical things we don't like.
I mean, we possibly... The show's starting to get interesting with 40 seconds left, but the first time I ever saw that, it relates to Valentine's Day, was on... Remember the game show Change of Heart? Do you remember that?
Yes.
They bring the couple on, the couple went on dates with other people, they bring the dates on, they talk about the date.
I love that show.
Okay, the second person always tries to outdo the first person, but usually the date's like, what the hell? We didn't do that. Like,
we should talk about that next time.
I didn't ask Bang you in a hot tub. We're talking about it. And then, like, they have to flip over just like a board or a card or whatever that has, like, if they're going to stay together or not.
No.
Right, if
no.
they've had a change of heart,
yeah.
or they're going to stay together. And yeah, that was a bad show.
That was
God,
cool.
I love that show. We should YouTube
it.
That shit. All
We're
right.
gonna do that right now.
Anyway, Conversate, that's where I first heard that. It's not a real don't fucking say it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's the FNA show. Thank you for putting up with us for this episode and this train wreck. And
it was
yeah,
not a train wreck.
Kind of a little bit, but it was all right. We'll see you or listen to you or hear you, possibly, or well, you'll hear us next time. Right?
Right.
I guess. All right, we're out.
I didn't think that was that bad at all.
Until you said that live, but whatever.